Okay, we're going to call this meeting to order. It is Monday, October 4th at 6:07 PM. This is a meeting of the Sylvania City Council's Employee and Community Relations Committee. Now, present tonight are myself, Patrick Richardson, Chair of the Committee, committee members Katie Capellini, Doug Hanum, and Brian McCann. We also have from City Council Mark Fry and Mary Westfall, as well as Mayor Greg Stow. And also joining is Leslie Brining, Bill Sanford, and Chuck Silvernail from administration. Okay, got everybody? Oh, Kevin Allen's here as well. Let's see him stuck in. The purpose of tonight's meeting is to discuss Resolution 11-2021, and this is regarding the Five Eyes of Disability Justice. I thought we could start with a brief overview of exactly what that means. I have forwarded an email to all of you with the link to the slideshow we were provided, and it kind of goes through briefly. So just for the record, the Five Eyes of Disability Justice, and this is a quote from the PowerPoint, by the way. It is a policy framework built on the foundational values to which self-advocates and activists within the disability movement have dedicated themselves for the latter half of the 20th century. And they are involvement, independence, inclusion, implementation, and intersectionality. The plan tonight was to discuss the resolution, see if we have any questions. I was in contact with what is his name? I'm sorry.
Ron.
Yes, yes. And he's with the Ability Center. And he has said that if we have any questions, we can forward them to him and he can let us know about that. And if we need him to come in, he can come in to a later meeting if we still have any questions there. One big thing on my mind, and this might be a question for Leslie, is does this resolution open us up to any kind of legal liability, as if we were stating that we're going to do something, and as are we legally bound to do anything if this resolution were to pass?
No, this is resolutions are just kind of guidance and guidelines, and most of this is already codified with the ADA, so we do all of this for the most part anyway. Some of the things I noticed that we don't are the maybe the talking, that's more of a policy thing, but if we didn't do that, there's no penalty for us not to.
Okay. And did you see anything in there that would conflict with our current codified ordinances?
No, I didn't. No. I think it's all, if we were to adopt it, the resolution is just kind of a policy issue, so a goal. So I don't think there's anything in it.
Okay. That was a couple of the burning questions in my mind. Does anybody else from the committee or members of council have anything to add to this?
I have a question if someone from the committee does. Leslie, we don't have anything like this that's inclusive already in our policy?
We do with the federal guidelines and things like that, but for this, as far as the council resolution that has been passed, we've kind of just deferred to the state and federal rules that are already in place.
And then the other question is, do we know who else, I'm sorry, I wasn't at the meeting, but who else has been presented with this in our area, and if there's any other communities that have supported this?
The one that I know, Toledo, I'm not sure if any other, I'm not sure if Oregon or Romney, Harrisburg, I'm not sure if they have been presented it or if they're also staff on it. I'm not sure. But I know Toledo has for sure.
As far as I know, Toledo is the only one that's done it.
Okay.
If anybody knows different, correct me, but that was my understanding. I believe Toledo Councilman Sam Melvin is the one that brought it up there, and now they're trying to push it to other communities.
Mr. Richardson, I believe that the county itself has also passed this. Is there, I don't know if it technically, I think, for commissioners is a resolution or what the term, appropriate terminology is.
And just as a point of clarification, this is really suggesting that for all policies going forward, we would take these elements, the five I's of the disability justice into account.
Would we not take these into account in standard practice?
You know, I think that in most cases we would. And I think that this is more, the way I understand it, is this is more making it formal. And that they can say that we're all the communities are on the same page, what we agree to on this kind of thing. And, you know, I'm sure that, as she said, as Ms. Browning said, that the ADA compliance in our code already covers a lot of this that we do. So I think this is a step for, a step further than that, as far as unifying all the communities to be on the same page with what we agree to do. That's the way I understand it.
And they are going to all of the outlying communities as well to ask for the support?
Yes.
And this was launched by the Disability Center right here in Sylvania. Are they the lead on this, or is there?
It was the Lucas County Board of Developmental Disabilities is the actual group that started this. And the gentleman I spoke to, Ron Volk, is the vice president of that group. And he's the one who brought this to us in Sylvania, provided the slideshow, said he could come in. He was unavailable tonight, but said he could come on at a later time if we had any questions, or he's open to phone calls as well.
So, Patrick, I was, when I was looking at it, I was thinking that, I mean, as Leslie said, the ADA stuff is already included, and maybe they're just thinking of this as kind of a reminder to bring it to everybody's forefront to rethink about it. I think the ADA Act was passed more than 25 years ago.
1992.
So, and sometimes things get forgotten, and especially since we have the Ability Center in Sylvania, it makes a huge amount of sense. And then, I mean, things that we could do when we're appointing people to boards, I mean, it would be, we might want to reach out to the Ability Center when we're looking for board members and see if they have candidates that would want to apply. That was, there's probably more to it, but that was kind of my take on it.
That's a good point.
I'll just note that I wonder if we have the personnel in the city to meet the involvement requirement here. There's, I mean, I read that one story about the city of Toledo. What was the issue they wrote up? I can't remember now. I don't have it. I lost my paper, so I can't remember what it was, but it pointed out that, you know, that no one with disabilities had been involved with the formulation of the initial policy before it was presented.
Yeah, and that is what, that's how it's worded here. Yeah. We're, and just to refresh, the quote is, the involvement part is, were people with disabilities involved in the formulation of this policy prior to its first presentation? So you're saying, is that realistic?
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that, as I read that, there's an aspirational thing here that's part of this, and that means that we will, going forward, look to include people with disabilities in our policymaking process, either at the administrative level or even ultimately, I suppose, at the council level. Something to think about.
I want to add to that, that personally, within my siblings, that there are two members of my family with disabilities, and that they serve on no boards, no committees, no local involvement whatsoever. And I think that if someone saw that we were in agreement to this, and then next year held us to a standard of, I don't see the inclusion. I don't see the, what, you're not meeting the mark. You're plenty of talk, but no stay. I feel that I don't want to be bound to this because it's hard enough getting people to serve, and now we're encumbered by something that we all agree on, I believe. I certainly do, that there should be no barrier, but I think that trying to press that point to be and join with everyone to say, okay, we agree, but I'm a reticent to say that we're going to do this in every action and our every thought and activity, because it would be difficult to measure and to achieve.
I think that's a good point, and I think to clarify one of your things, and you said you don't want to be bound to this. I don't think we are bound to it. I think it's a guideline that we're going to say we're going to try to do this as much as we can. That's the way I understand it.
Again, I agree that from what I read, it's the same thing. But if, again, someone taking it literally down the road, mm-hmm. that, oh, you're not trying hard. Well, how do we try harder? And I'm just, not that I'm not for it, like in 92, I wasn't for that. Because it was a $1 trillion deal that there was spending on every federal building within the United States because of the act. And where accommodations couldn't have been made in time, it was forced upon people and the citizens, where now it's the law of the land. It's been the law of the land for over 30 years. And I think we're doing a really good job of getting there. But I don't want to be measured. I myself don't want to be measured against that standard of an improbable goal.
Do you have any, is there any specific questions you'd want somebody from the board to address that? Or you think you're a solid big no on this?
Yeah, I think I might be able to be convinced, but I just, again, it's the, why do you ask this at this time? That's a first question. And then is, what will happen a year from now when you say, well, I don't see anybody with disabilities on, then what do we do? It's, you know, an unanswerable question.
I have a question for Leslie. Where do all the resolutions go? I mean, this is just a resolution. Do we keep the resolutions somewhere? Are they, like, could you find a resolution online?
Up to, John can answer where, how many years go back online. They're all, the clerk keeps all the original ordinances and resolutions from the, I think 100%, well, but I mean, back to the 60s, we have all of them, all of the original.
I feel like ordinances are easy, resolutions are a little bit more.
But doesn't the public record stay for a minimum of 10?
All of our, I believe we're required to follow the public record. Sharon has
in perpetuity?
Forever.
Okay. So everything would be kept, mm-hmm. is what you're saying. Okay.
Yes. Online, they're a little bit, I can't remember exactly how fast they go online, 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, so the issue, I think the issue would be, you know, are we committed to finding more individuals with disability to participate in our government? I mean, we're not that big. it would be a difficult thing to do. It's probably worthwhile looking for.
Yeah, and I think that's all we're saying here is that we agree to try to look for and get involvement from those people who are planning projects.
Yeah.
So, I don't think there's any time restriction on this. I don't think this is, needs to be passed tonight. I mean, Brian, it sounds like you have a couple of questions. Maybe I can put you in touch with the contact that I have over there. And if we can maybe table it until the, what would that be? The mid-October meeting? Would that be?
Yeah, I'd be happy to have that conversation. Yes.
Okay. Does that sit well with the other members of the committee?
What are their feelings?
I wouldn't mind having him come. I felt like he offered to make suggestions on things that we could do. I feel like the resolution is really great, but I was trying to think of what we could do, but he offered suggestions of how we could help it along, and I don't think that would be a bad idea.
If we want him to come, he said he was happy to do it as soon as he could be here in the November 1st meeting, which is fine. That would work. You know, they're not looking for this to get passed in kind of strict timelines. So if that's what we want to do, I can invite him. He'll come, give a presentation, and we can ask him right there. And that was one of the goals of tonight's meeting, was to decide if we needed an in-person meeting with him. Is that the way we want to go with this, committee members?
Yeah. We need some clarification.
Table of discussion. Think up some questions. Write them down for the November 1st meeting. We'll invite him back. And then at tonight's council meeting, I'll schedule another employee community relations meeting for November 1st.
You could tell them that we all have watched the PowerPoint, and we just want to get right to the meat of the subject.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the PowerPoint's very short, so I'm sure they'd be fine. All right. Is there any other questions, anything else I should tell him to prepare before next meeting or the November 1st meeting? Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think we can tell him. You know, we're curious about the inclusion issue and what that means in particular.
Great.
I would say I'm just very impressed that you guys are taking it very seriously. Thank you for doing that on behalf of the council. As the committee, you're doing a nice job.
Thanks. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns about Resolution 11 to come before the committee? Hearing none, is there any other business for this committee? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. The meeting is adjourned at 6:25 p.m.